Welcome to Four-Legged Life. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Arden Moore, the positive coach, who teaches people to play with a purpose and to play it safe as a master certified pet first aid CPR and safety instructor. Call us with any questions you have about living a better life with your cats and dogs. Our number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here because we believe in them and use them ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's also a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady network. Tomorrow is Pet Food Advisors and It's a Dog's Life. Go to RadioPetLady.com to see the whole schedule. This show is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Four Legged Life, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you.
You have a lot of experience in your own home. You are stuffed up with animals. You have so many cool animals. I think the thing we have to talk about first before... And those of you that are already calling in, we love that you're calling. Do not drop the line. Stay there. We're going to get to you. But we all just have to have a little intro to who the divine Arden really is. You have your cat, Zeke. Now, you were kind of famous to begin with, but I think Zeke has taken you to a whole new level. Tell the little bit of her amazing story and how she's wound up to be a star all across the country as you teach CPR with her as your patient.
Well, Zeki, that's Z-E-K-I, is Turkish for clever and courageous. This is a cat, a little white and gray cat, who survived a nasty scalping with a hunting knife as a stray. Really nice people in Dallas rescued her. A little old lady named Edwina Baxley spent her fixed income and wrote a $1,000 check to get the emergency care that Zeki needed. And my friend Dusty Rainbolt fostered her. Because this poor cat was skinned, needed hydrotherapy. I mean, it sounds wickedly bad, but yes. This is a happy ending. She is now recovered and is a part of my furry Fab Four with Murphy, Chipper, and Cleo. She travels all over the country as America's ambassador cat, and she is the first cat in the entire Pet Tech Pet First Aid program. She is your willing teacher's pet. You can wrap her in a towel. You can check her pulse. You can brush her teeth. All for the low, low price of low-sodium deli meat turkey. So we've been to Dallas. We've been to Super Zoo in Vegas. I have never met a cat like her. She's had a date night with Jackson Galaxy, the star of Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell. He said, Arden, Zeke is a cat from heaven. I have two other dogs, Chipper and Cleo, and they like to surf. I mean, talking hanging 20. And then I have a very cool, cool cat, Murph. She's 14 years young, and when I teach pet first aid in my home, she lets you help, you know, she ponies up too, but she purrs like a distant thunderstorm, and she is the matriarch of this very camera houndish ensemble.
You are amazing, because these animals, you just bring out the best in them, and they allow you to do your thing, which is really unique. There's only 14 other people in this country who are master certified pet first aid and CPR teachers. Who dat? Who dat talking?
That's Chipper going, wait a minute, I'm a master canine. Isn't she good on cue? I mean, seriously,
excellent,
folks?
Very impressive.
Yeah, there are about 500 active instructors with Pet Tech, and April is Pet Safety Month, so I'm all geared up for that. But cool. There are 14 of us that are master instructors.
Darling, what makes you a master?
I just like to say the word. We actually get to teach people who want to become instructors. So I just did a class out in Palm Desert, California, and taught two new people. Michelle and Diana are now part of the Pet Tech program, and they can teach people. You take the class, folks. You become certified for 2 years in pet first aid, CPR, safety, wellness. And the entire curriculum has been approved and is the most latest and greatest from critical care and emergency care veterinarians. So we teach what they teach us to teach. So you're getting the latest and greatest. And I like that. I mean, that's the way to do it. It's very, very hands-on. And I promise you, you'll never fall asleep in my class.
No, she is too much fun. I can tell you that. I've known her long distance, up close and personal, also in Vegas, but that it didn't have to stay in Vegas. We were there at the Western Vet Conference doing our thing with race cars. It's like, what? That was like some weird acid trip.
But yeah, that was.
It was
that
very
was.
Interesting.
That's all right.
Yeah, she drove in the car. I was a wussy, and I said, I thought I was being not brave, and was the passenger with a professional NASCAR driver who thought he'd show me a little something.
Oh, that's not
good.
Yeah,
no, that was not cool. But the whole thing was pretty fun. So I've known Arden for ages, admired her, watched her. She's a great author. I mean, you must know some of her books. Just say some of the titles. The Cat Behavior Answer Book and the Dog Behavior Answer Book remain very big bestsellers. But you have other books as well.
Yeah, I just wrote a book called What Dogs Want, and it really decodes what 100 of the things that dogs say, do, and posture. And I got a degree in communication from Purdue about 7,000 years ago. And I think one of the biggest causes of problems in our homes with our pets is miscommunication. You know, dogs and cats, they do the three C's. They're clear, they're concise, they're consistent. But we're only human and we kind of trip up things. So this is your decoder for dogs. And it started in Australia. It came out about 5 months ago. It's already in its second printing down under, and we're doing it all around the country here. But I love the book. It's a great it really does help people understand what's going on with dogs and cats.
And it's the culmination of a many years of your life because you are a great observer. I mean, who else could teach dogs to surf? I mean, they surf on surfboards. You've been on ABC TV, all of you wearing your life jackets and your surfboards. And I'm like, you are too cool. You live in Oceanside, California, and you're right by the ocean. So you might as well take advantage of those waves, right?
Yeah, and I look so hot, listeners, in a form-fitting wetsuit. That is why when you ever see me at the beach with the surfboard, even though I am short, I'm the one neck deep in the water. I'm not going to be the spotter on shore wearing it looks like blubberized suit. Ain't going to happen.
But the dogs are proud of their little safety jackets, so they're glad to take the center stage. But I do think that one of your great gifts, besides the fact that you do very good communication with humans, is that you do really pay close attention to dogs and cats. You observe. And of course, being observant is what gives you a lot of your skills and a lot of the advice and interpretation you can give to two-leggeds who some of us are moving too quickly. We're too distracted. We don't know how to get down on the ground and put on a dog or a cat suit and imagine things from their point of view. I think that's one of your great gifts.
Well, thank you. I actually listened to what you said. See, that's good. I think we need to follow the adage of wag more, bark less, purr more, you know, and meow less, you know. So I think I do think if we do want to get along, and I'm all about harmony in the household, we really have to realize that they give so much to us. All they want us to do is sort of pay attention to what they're saying. And so I really strive to do that. Every day I learn something and every day I share something. And I know we've got some listeners ready to chime in. So
I'm done yapping.
Let's get some people on.
Let's say hi to these folks. And those of you that want to join us, say hi to Arden Meter. Very first time that we're here with Four Legged Life, 888-627-6008. We have a first caller, the very first caller to our very first show. You're going to go down in history. David Kay, welcome to Four Legged Life. How are you doing?
Hi, Tracy and Arden. Doing good. It's David from New York. First, I just want to say congratulations on your new show.
Hey, pause up, David. Pause up. Thank you very much. You know, you win that new pseudo car we were going to give away to the first listener. It has pseudo gas, and it has, you know, oh, my God, its lines are so beautiful.
It's a gorgeous
It goes 0
car.
To 60 in pseudo seconds. You are just a lucky guy.
What a lucky guy. Well, the truth is that I invited David, who is a brand new friend of mine, if that's the right word, to call in because he was really psyched about the show because he has left, in a sense, his two-legged life. And he, too, has embraced a four-legged life. David, your story, I think, is inspirational to other people, but
probably baffling, maybe to your parents or to your colleagues down on Wall Street. Tell your story of how you went from being a Wall Street guy to a guy that is all about pets.
Yeah, I don't want to bore you. I'll keep it really quick, but, you know, I did the whole Ivy League thing. I went to Stanford for my undergraduate and Harvard Business School for an MBA, and I spent a good six plus years on Wall Street. And, you know, it's I had one of those moments where you look at yourself in the mirror and you realize, geez, I think I'm living someone else's life. I'm doing what I'm, you know, definitely doing what society is telling me to do, and they're giving me a pat on the back. But, you know, I'm just doing a good job and doing what I'm told. But if I have to be honest with myself, am I passionate about what I'm doing? And the answer is just no. And it is my life, and I want to do what I want to do. And so I kind of sat back and thought a little bit. And, you know, the days when I really loved what I was doing and my life was exciting was when I was younger, in middle school, high school, college. I was starting businesses, solving problems, and, you know, kind of marching at my own beat. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. You know, I got a dog. And that kind of changed.
There it started. Yeah, you stepped right in it.
For God's sake, you got a dog. Oh, my God, that's the beginning. That's the beginning. What kind of dog did you get?
Well, you know, I was kind of trying to figure out what to get. I found a standard poodle breeder that lived not too far from me, so I decided to make an hour-long trek out there, and she was the most lovely lady. And there was one left from the litter, and that was the first puppy I saw, and that day I just took him home.
You're so lucky. That's
I
got to
tell you, Tracy, it's such a coincidence that we catch up, because I was completely unprepared for this. I just decided to get a puppy literally a day or two prior to that. I had no experience with pets whatsoever, so I went to a bookstore on the way home. I just picked up the biggest, fattest book they had on the shelf, and it happened to be the Dog Bible. So, I mean, what a coincidence.
Oh, my God. Well, of course, the miracle was you found a bookstore, because a lot of people listening, you're very young. You're well under 30. But there's younger people, they go, what's a bookstore? Right, Arden? Like, what's a bookstore?
Yeah.
So that's a miracle. You found one of the very last existing bookstores in America, because that's like a dying idea. The internet is, of course, where everyone mostly gets their information. That's so cool. I hope that it guided you through some of those early challenges. What color of standard poodle?
I guess you would call him a cream color. He's mostly white with a nice little apricot just right down his back.
But, and what's his name?
Such a sweet... I call him Walter.
You call him Walter? Well, then that's his name, if that's what you call him. Don't you love standard poodles, Arden? Oh, my God. They're so cool.
Oh, they are. And so you started a new company. You've gone to the dogs. You went from an MBA, it sounds like, David, to a PhD. You're a pretty happy dog. I mean, dude, now, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are the best.
So tell us about what your company is, because we want to give a shout out to it so we can help people out. And we've got some other folks on the line, too. They're actually, you know, sniffing around the fire hydrant, which we call Four-Legged Life with Arden Morse. So tell us about your new company, your new venture.
Sure. It's called DugDug.com, DUG.com.
Awesome.
It's super simple. It's just a price comparison website for pet products. We haven't quite launched yet, but the site is up, and it will be all, you know, all the edges will be all polished out in the next few days. But very simple. It's just whatever pet products that you need or whatever you're looking for, it's a very simple way to compare prices from different stores. And one of the biggest problems for me was that I was not able to do that. I mean, it seems like such a simple task, but I was not able to do that online when I first got Walter. So I decided I love solving problems and building things. Let's just do this.
Well, you know, you got something really important here, David, and we love our pets. We call them priceless assets. But it can be pretty pricey when you are decking out your poodle in a new outfit, or you're getting, needed flea and tick protection, or you're trying to get really, really quality nutritional food. And I joke that I go to my supermarket and I go to my local pet supply store, and I think I spend more money on Chipper, Cleo, Murphy, and Ziki than I do my own groceries and things like that. But to have you put your MBA to good use for the power of pets and help us be able to buy good things at good prices, I got to say, I can say this, paws up to you for doing that. And I look forward to really, you got to keep us posted when Doug is digging everybody, okay?
I think she's right, Dave, because, you know, like, I'm always looking for dog beds. I have three large dogs, a lot of rooms in my house. Every single room has three dog beds. Two of them are Weimaraners, super fussy about the covering, the firmness. Oh, Arden, you don't even know. If there's a wrinkle in the dog bed, I'm not making this up, the dog will scratch if they're a Weimaraner to make it smooth until they actually make a hole in it, unless you come over and go, let me smooth that for you. This means that you need certain kinds of dog beds to not destroy them or drive yourself crazy. Your website has a bunch of dog beds, but I'm sure that as you build it, you'll have even more on there. I have to jump from Orvis to Foster's and Smith to this one, to Animal This, to Animal That, to Smart Pack, to find all the different beds that there might be and go, okay, is that one compared to that one? I'll go to Overstock. You've got it all in one place. You know, compare these four.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's really cool.
You know, the name of our show is called Four-Legged Life, and we picked that name because, well, that's my brand. I got a circle R for it. But seriously, folks, the reason we're doing that is because we want people like David on the line to help you make good choices that are the best for the four-legged life. It is our life with our pets. And I'm going to stop yapping for a minute because Tracy's telling me we got to pay for the show. Go ahead.
We're going to pay for the show. But, David, we love you for calling. We think you're a bold man. And someday those parental figures that don't understand why they spent many sticks of figures to send you to all these fancy schools is hanging out with Walter. But we totally dig it. And like Arden said, you already got a PhD in our book. So stay in touch. Tell us if you want us to tell you any ideas of things to add to Doug, because we're full of ideas. We're scary. So let us know if you want more things on Doug, because we'd love to see some of the things we love up there, okay?
And we would love you to put the Radio Pet Lady Network up. You got to let us do a shout-out
right
for us, please.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you know, Arden is the greatest partner. She's always looking at the other side of the rainbow. Yes, Doug needs to have a link to Radio Pet Lady Network. And you need to stay in touch, and we want to get lots of your users to be our listeners and vice versa. Thanks a lot, David. Best of luck with Doug.
Thank you. Take care.
And you. And big hug to Walter. I'm a little jealous. Apricot standard poodle. All right. We're going to go off to a break. When we come back, we have Allison Holding, super, super patient. Allison, we'll be to you in 1 minuto. This show is supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness is a supplement scientifically proven to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance demonstrated superior memory by completing the task more quickly than the control group. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's Platinum Feline Formula for the kitties, too. Support for the show comes from Waruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs from ingredients we could eat ourselves. Because they think dogs and cats should eat as well as we do, so their foods are made in a human food facility. We salute Waruva's ethical decision to make no dry food because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates, and that true health for cats, who are obligate carnivores, means they should eat only meat and have no need for carbohydrates in their diet. In addition to all the delicious Waruva recipes, they also make Cats in the Kitchen in pouches and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, using smaller-bodied fish for your cat's health. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites. Vectra 3D has the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month, unlike older products which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases even without the parasites staying attached. With Vectra 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks
is the anti-flea topical treatment that repels and kills fleas and also kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Arden Moore, the positive coach with Four-Legged Life, is right here. Our number is 888-627-6008. Give us a call. Say hi. Give us a paw, a high paw. Five. What do you call that again? You
know, it's got to get it right, girl. It's
paws, for heaven's sake,
paws up.
There you go. She, you know what? She's got all these little phrases like coded in her brain already. I'm going to have to catch up. We would love to say hi to Allison. Thank you for calling Four-Legged Life, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Allison.
We got Aaliyah.
Well, got to make sure we have actually lost Allison. I guess our engineer, Doug, would let us know that, but he didn't let us know that. So, Leah, you're on the line, and we'd love to say hi to you.
Hi, Arden. It's Lee Novak at home.
Oh, Lee, I know you, girl. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got to get together, girl. You need me to come up to Orange County and teach you pet first aid. What are you dilly and dallying for? How's that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm on vacation, but when I get back, I have a lot of things to catch up on.
Well, we'd love that. I'd love to come. Shipper and Zeke will come. We've been going all over the country now, so we got quite the little roadie show, and we have a lot of fun, but I think you're going to really, really like it. So, but what's your question? Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot.
I've been following you on Facebook, and that's where I saw your post about the show today. The only question I have off the top of my head right this minute, I'm seeing a lot of client kitties with that are licking hair off of their little bodies.
Yeah.
Have
this
you,
is cats or dogs?
Any hints? Any hints from
did
anyone
you say,
about
did you say cats or dogs,
you know,
Lee?
Cats.
Okay. Here's a couple of things, and it's always important, folks, to have a great relationship with your veterinarian. You should be taking your your kitty and your doggy twice a year for wellness visits, because you can catch things earlier. They get to realize that the big boogeyman doesn't live at the veterinary clinic. Things go well. But a couple of things. Like people, like dogs, cats can sometimes have food allergies or environmental allergies, but they can also have flea allergies. A real telltale sign is if you see that there's a bald spot near the base of the tail by the back. That usually is a cat that has flea dermatitis. They don't like fleas. When the fleas bite them, they get really irritated. But this is going to pickle your head, Lee. Cats also are very much can be stressed out at things we don't even think can be stressful. And they can start pulling their hair out when the routine in their household gets upended. And it's this fancy term called psychogenic alopecia.
Woo! I love that.
Psychogenic alopecia. I think there's a new song by Britney Spears that he called that. But the point is, if you change something in your routine, and you could help your clients with this, Lee, but they added a new pet, or a beloved pet passed away, or their favorite two-legger is off to college, uh-oh, mom and dad got a divorce, we don't realize it, but our four-leggers also feel that stress. So you got to rule out what's causing the stress. It's really important to be a pet detective, not just a pet parent. So find out what's going on that's different. Share that with your veterinarian. And if they rule out some kind of an allergy or a disease, it's probably psychological. Yeah, kitty's stressed out. So I hope that helps out. But, there's different ways. But you kind of look around and you pick up clues and you share them with your veterinarian.
Let me make a couple of suggestions in this department. If it is fleas, you need to get Vectra. Now, the advertisers on this show are all companies that we know and that know us and know that our message is a good message. You need to use the newest technology, and you have to use it year-round. The fleas have three parts of their life cycle. So the flea that might be on the cat, you might not see, but as Arden said, is allergic to the saliva, which is actually what causes that irritation. There's two more stages of the flea life cycle. They will live in your yard, in your carpet, on hardwood floor, on your furniture unless the cat is wearing Vectra. Wearing it, it's a shield. It's drops that go on the back once a month. The reason you want to use Vectra and not something that you buy over the internet or in a store is because those products have not been carefully handled, may be counterfeit. There's a lot of counterfeit on the internet, and it's old technology. A lot of people using those products say it doesn't last for 30 days. It's because the technology is old and the parasites have become resistant to it. So Vectra should be on every cat in any environment, and you're in an environment where there's definitely fleas in your state. And then you want to consider feel away, because Arden's comment about stressing cats, the list is as long as her arm. She could do a whole book on just the things that stress cats in her funny way.
Everything well, actually, the, I cats. Think the list would be longer than my arm because I have short arms, but I get
okay, well, both arms. Okay. So okay. Both arms. Okay. So feel away.
Perfect.
Feel away is another wonderful, wonderful product that was made about 30 or 40 years ago. It's a pheromone. And it's very calming, and you can use a spray. A lot of people use diffusers in the walls of plugged in the walls of any room where their cats spend time. And you can, again, the strongest value of it is sold by veterinarians, not things that have some in it that are sold commercially. So you want to get real feel away. And Dr. Sean, who has a show with me on Tuesday night, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, Dr. Sean, the natural vet, he's carrying it in his online store for our listeners to make it very easy to get. And you just go to RadioPetLady.com, click on Dr. Sean and my show, and you'll see a code there for a 10% discount. So we love discounts. Thank you so much for calling in, Lee. It's great to meet you. I hope you'll tell all your friends to listen.
Yeah, and Lee, I look forward to seeing you again, but you do great work up in Orange County for all the people that need a great professional pet sitter. Lee's your gal.
Oh, really? Well, then maybe we need to make
Tracy. Tracy, yes. I met you years ago at Pet Sitters International Conference. You did a great talk, and I have your cat Bible. It's absolutely wonderful.
I can't believe it. Lee, you were one of those people. Oh, Arden, I put my foot in my mouth, didn't I, Lee?
No.
I had a standing ovation, and they took me out to the woodshed afterwards and nearly horsewhipped me because I was starting to tell the pet sitters things about pet food and how they could endear themselves to their customers if they suggested to feed wet food only to cats. Well, there was a pet food company that was apparently giving a lot of money to Pet Sitters International that was livid. I never said a brand name. Did I, Lee? I just said carbohydrates and the obligate carnivore, not a good combination. It taught me very early in my career, the first and for a long time, the only talk I gave, and it was about, it wound up being a lot about nutrition, and the pet sitters were so interested and so passionate. They wanted to learn. They wanted to teach their customers, and I saw how I could both kind of make my name and also, you know, put a black mark against me in some circles because of that. Lee, I'd love to send you a coupon for a free container of precious cat litter. As a cat pet sitter, that would be a great thing for you to have. So if you write me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com, I would love to send that to you. Precious Cat is a great company, and it's super good litter. Good for any of your clients whose cats are doing out of the litter box. And after you send me your email, then I'll hook you up with some whole life pet treats because that could be something else you could add as an added bonus for your customers. It's wonderful to have you calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a great night.
Have a great day.
It's a pleasure. So Allison is back on the line. Allison, we're so glad you came back, sweetie. Welcome to Four-Legged Life. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Do you have a question for Arden or you just want to give her paws up?
Well, you know what? I actually do have a question, and I've got to say, I just finished your What Dogs Want book, and it's wonderful, and I have an Australian Shepherd who has a lot of behavioral idiosyncrasies, and this book addressed pretty much every single one of them. So I love
really? What's his name? What's your doggie's name or her name?
My dog is – it's a girl. Her name is Dewey. It's a boy name but a girl dog.
but that's why I named Chipper. She's a girl dog with a boy's name. Okay, I know your identity. Okay, Allison, what's your question?
Well, my question is, she is 7 years old, and she's sweet, and she loves people. She loves other dogs, and we got her from a rescue, and I'm wondering if getting another dog at this point would be a good thing for her. or if you think being 7 years old, I should probably just let her be an only dog, or if you think that might be a nice thing to help her socialize even more, having another friend.
I'm called Dewey to the mic. Dewey, come here, baby. Come here. Let's talk, Dewey. All right. Here's the deal. I have always been able to meld in dogs and cats in my household and live like Noah's Ark with two dogs and two cats. But the secret is to really introduce them patiently and make sure that everybody feels love and you have one-on-one time. Secondly, you know what? There are so many great shelters these days that are really doing a good job of temperament testing, and they're playing four-legged matchmaker, believe it or not.
Yes.
There is these tests called caninality and felineality. You need to bring Dewey to a place when you've narrowed down a choice for a dog that you might like, and it doesn't matter if the second dog is an older dog, the same age as Dewey, or a puppy.
Right.
You want to make sure that once you've narrowed your list, then you're going to be doing certain things with Dewey and this dog, and done right at shelters, they do what's called the parallel leash walk, where you guys line up. You've got Dewey on your right with a leash, your body, the person from the shelter next to you, and the prospective new doggy you're going to adopt on the outside. You walk parallel down this area for a while. The whole idea is to make their introduction not so exciting. You want
Smart.
It boring. By
Smart.
The time you keep going back and forth, by the end of the time, the two dogs are actually walking parallel next to one another. And they can team up. This doesn't happen all the time, but you really can be patient. And as the book Walk Dogs Want, we do explain a lot of it, but it's the introduction, listeners, that really can make a difference. And I know some wonderful people out there that have adopted senior pets and brought them into their household. Shout out to Kim Thornton Campbell, who just adopted a 12-year-old dog.
Wow, I love her.
Her 6-year-old dog, Harper. And they're doing really well. The secret is the introduction. We can't expect them to be fast friends in a day. And, you know, you really have to make sure that the resident dog, in this case, Dewey, you know, she gets to go through the dog first. She gets doggy door first. She gets to get her food bowl down first. You don't put the food bowls next to one another. You know, they get their own separate eating dining rooms so that they can be able to not be so stressed out. I know we've got some other calls on the line, and I think Tracy's telling me we have to break soon. But Allison, what do you think? And I really want to help you with Dewey.
Allison, if
you know,
I
love your answer because I really do want to rescue another dog. I think that's really important to do. And this makes me much more comfortable that I can make it a good fit for her, because that's what I'm most concerned about. I don't want her to feel that she's being second dog. And so I think that's a great way to do it, so that she kind of helps pick the dog with me. And I think that's great advice, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks,
terrific
Allison.
Advice. Thank you so much for the call. When we come back, we'd love your call, 888-627-6008. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, we promise. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes raw dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. From food ingredients that are gently dehydrated to remove only the moisture, yet retain most of the natural nutrients. Everyone knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious, and Lucy at The Honest Kitchen developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information about calling The Honest Kitchen for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet and get free samples. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain. And veterinary nutritionists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues as a stress reliever that can help solve many common behavior challenges or even emotional discomfort you may not recognize. Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs can also be comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs from stressful backgrounds, and especially for new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household for out-of-litter box issues and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits.
Adaptil for dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms, whether your dog is at home, in a car, or out in the world. Adaptil comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. Veterinary animal behaviorists often recommend Feel-Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues. You can find the pheromone products through the link at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. VaxaCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxaCheck takes the worry out of keeping your dog safe. Avoid the risks of automatically revaccinating by asking for VaxaCheck, a blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis. If she has the antibodies in her blood, you don't need to revaccinate. But if she doesn't have protective immunity to one of the diseases, then you revaccinate only against that one illness. VaxaCheck should be used on every puppy to confirm that she actually got the protective antibodies from her puppy shots, which are not guaranteed to be 100% effective. Shelters and rescues should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. For your dog's safety and your peace of mind, ask for a VaxaCheck test at your dog's yearly checkup so you and your vet make the best decision about long-term health. VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. We are back. You're listening to Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore and Tracy Hotchner. Our number is 888-627-6008. Arden, who are the main customers or clients or so participants when you're teaching pet CPR? Is it mostly pet sitters? Is that something that people expect or hope their pet sitter knows how to do?
We're fortunate. We get a lot of people from the pet world, if you will, everybody from conscientious pet parents. We even had I customized my classes. So we actually taught an entire class of self-proclaimed crazy cat ladies. And Zeke and Murphy helped teach them the feline way. But we do a number of people that are professional pet sitters, dog walkers. I work a lot with Camp Runamut, and they let me teach a class there once a month in the San Diego area. And she, in turn, has gotten every single one of her staff members certified by me in training.
Wow.
I think what Pet First Aid does when it's hands-on and you really get to do, we have almost 50 different things you can learn. It's amazing in the class, is that we take away the panic and I don't know, and we empower you.
Yes.
And we share with you what you can do when minutes count. We are all about stabilizing, immobilizing, and getting the dog or cat safely to the veterinarian. And I think if I was taking my pet to a professional pet sitter who's going to care for Chipper, Cleo, Murphy, or Zeke, or going to a boarding facility or going to a groomer or having them walk by a professional dog walker, I want to make sure that that other person at the end of the leash knows exactly what to do if my dog starts choking, cuts his paw, or if my kitty has got stung by a bee. And to me, if you can tell your clients, hey, my staff is certified in pet first aid, it gives peace of mind to the pet parents out there. I've done a lot of things in my life, none of them illegal yet, darn it. But the point is, I really know behavior. I really want to bring out the best in our pets. But knowing pet first aid and becoming a master instructor, I think was the piece of the pet puzzle was really missing. And I'm sincere. I really want to just blow this all over and go all over the country and teach this to groups and individuals. And you know what? We can save our pets. We can save on our pocketbook because you're going to be able to know things better. So, you know, Tracy, when I get my my tail over to your end of the country, I need to teach you and your Weimaraners.
We'd love to know. I mean, you know, we'd mostly lie around on the dog beds and smooth them out. There's a lot of that goes on. We chase a squirrel or two. But, you know, I was a volunteer EMT for 8 years in East Hampton when I lived there.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was. It was super. And I must say that learning first basic emergency care and then much more complicated emergency care gives you an amazing peace of mind. That panic feeling that you're talking about, that feeling of, oh, my God, what to do? Call 911. I mean, the first time I was behind the wheel of the ambulance, I thought, oh, my God, I am 911. This is kind of scary. But it's very empowering and very relaxing. And I know a lot of, at one time I was a foster mother, and you had to take infant CPR or children's CPR, depending on, or you know, right. the very class you teach. And it was amazing. There were a lot of new moms there, some people that were forced by or expected by the court system, the social workers, to have those degrees or to have that training. It is really comforting because there are things that can happen. Or, you know, when you talked about immobilize, I've had a number of dogs, well, just one actually, hit by a car that ran out of a park into Fifth Avenue, hit by a taxi. Yes. If you really knew what to do, you might save their life.
Right. And the whole thing is when you are coming on a scene and you are certified in pet first aid, you know the right language to say to that person whose pet
That's
has
right.
been hit, who is having a meltdown. And
yes.
so you really, we talk about in pet tech that you use your head, you protect your hands, and you come from the heart. And
nice.
When you do all three of those
nice.
Things, you are doing something for the person and the pet. And I've personally had to, I was at a pet expo giving a talk, and all of a sudden I heard this big fight, and there were two Jack Russells just going at it in a
wow.
in an adoption cage, and they were bleeding and cut and everything, and these people were screaming. I happened
yes.
to have my pet first aid kit there, and
oh
we
my,
were able
my
to
my.
Take care of these pets, but I made them promise that they were going to take those two doggies to the veterinarian. I wanted to know the name of the veterinarian. I followed up the next day. They were taken because, listeners, here's a tip I can share with you. When a dog gets bit or a cat gets bit, we think, oh, it's no big deal, just a little surface. There could be really, really big damage going on in the second or third layer of skin, and you got to keep tabs on it because there's a lot of problems that could happen. You think it's a superficial bite. It may not be. And I was really happy to find out that I was able to stop the bleeding in the ear and the gums, and both dogs were okay. But they got checked out by a veterinarian, which is what you should do.
Yeah, you always have to have a follow-up with someone medical. But in the meantime, you've gotten people to stop screaming, because screaming doesn't
yeah.
stop dog fights. It's a funny
no.
thing about screaming. It just makes it bigger for everybody. But
yeah,
that is an amazing
yeah, you gotta
feeling.
Do that. Yeah, you got to not yap when two dogs are barking and growling, or your dog, here's another one, just not safety, but the doorbell rings, it's the FedEx person, and your dog is going ballistic, and you're screaming at the dog. You are barking with your dog. You
yes.
are doing stereo,
yes.
right? And
yes.
I just do hand signals. So it's good for a dog to say, hey, 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 there's somebody at that door. Hand signal,
right.
I say to Chipper, I got it. Motion her, she goes to the landing. I got it. I'm now in charge, but she got to
yes.
do a job.
Yeah, that's right. I always say thank you.
Yes, thank you.
But
that's
then it's got to stop. I say thank you. I always say thank you, Jazzy, because she does know when UPS is like, I don't know, quarter of a mile away. When
mm-hmm.
she starts barking, I'm thinking, you're nuts. There's nothing there. And then shortly thereafter, completely invisible and inaudible to me, arrives UPS. So I tell her thank you, and then I say go to your bed, and she does, and everybody gets a whole life pet treat afterwards. So I mean, I could have one too, and so could the UPS man. They are human grade, but I tend not to offer him one. I don't think he'd appreciate the chicken liver. A question about dog fights.
Okay.
I think that's something that so many people are fearful of, and anyone who uses dog parks, dog fights happen. Let's go to a break. When we come back, I'd like to hear from the master herself, the mistress certified. I'd like to know what the official, you know, if protect your hands is one of your most important credos, I'd like to know how you do that with a dog with and without a tail. So we'll be right back after this break. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is a private company partially owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they genuinely are dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues, because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs, because Halo uses real meat in their kibble. No scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered meal. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo too. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades. with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. In fact, Nordic's prenatal DHA and baby's DHA products are endorsed by the American Pregnancy Association, which is a welcome endorsement for those who will want to add omega-3 fish oil to their pet's bowl, since they view their cats and dogs as their fur kids. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family. For more information, visit RadioPetLady.com. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying our show, please go to RadioPetLady.com to see all the other live call-in shows I co-host. Wednesday is Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog from around the block to around the world with Paris from Dog Tipper. Also on Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, who advocates great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats while keeping them safe. Thursday is Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a famous veterinary nutritionist with advice about what to feed your pets. And then it's A Dog's Life, discussing dog behavior with trainer Greg Kleva. Mondays, there's The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna, giving second opinions on hard-to-treat medical problems, and Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai, who is a certified animal behaviorist who is crazy about cats. If you cannot listen to any show live, just send your questions to RadioPetLady@gmail.com, and we'll answer them on the air. You can listen later to the after-show podcast in the library at RadioPetLady.com. We are back, and Arden Moore is going to tell us how to keep, well, yourself safe if you're going to, quote-unquote, try to break up a dog fight. But what are the rules in your world?
Well, I want to give a little shout out too to a good friend of mine, Dr. Sophia Yen. She is a veterinarian and a behaviorist. We do a lot of things together. And so some of these tips, I want to let you all know that these are endorsed by probably one of the best veterinary behaviorists on the planet, Dr. Sophia Yen. But let me just walk a couple of things through. When you are walking your dog on a leash, you really got to be paying attention to your surroundings. I want to tell you about a few preventative things and then what happens when, the dog is in a fight. So yes. If you are walking, this is not the time for you to be texting, looking down, having plugs
Good
in your
point.
Ear, listening to music.
Good point.
You got to scan your surrounding. If you see some goofy, huge, big dog bounding your way off leash and your dog is on a leash, that is not an even greeting. So
right.
I always keep really healthy treats that can be tossed. And I toss them. I go, hey, how you doing? Treat. And I throw it in the opposite direction of where we are and let the dog go running after the treat. But if
and what do you do? Run in the opposite direction?
No,
yourself?
The
no,
less
I'm only
movement.
Kidding.
Yeah, the less movement you make, the better. You want to be boring. You need to find the mute button on your dog's mouth. You never scream like a little girl. I'm talking to all you macho guys out there. You never grab your dog by the collar because you're going to get your hand bit. And you do not keep your little itty bitty dog on the ground. You can put them in your arm and put your arms crossed to a body block so you're protecting your organs. You really got to know your neighborhood, and there's always going to be somebody with a dog that's kind of a fight minded dog.
Yes.
So just make sure you're kind of on the other side of the street on that one. And when a dog comes after you that's unleashed, I actually have this macho voice. I do, hey, sit. And
really?
I don't have a big verbiage. I don't have a conversation with the dog. I put my hand up like a stop sign. I see them ahead of time and I go, hey, sit down. And it's like, I mean business. And that's the tone you need to do. You have to be calm but confident. Now, they do have some products out there that do like puffs of air, which is kind of cool. You can put them on your belt, and it's like, you know that stuff you clean your keyboards with?
Yes,
the air
absolutely.
Spray? Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to mention a product's name,
go
but
ahead.
I really like it.
You mentioned products. They'll advertise soon.
It's called the Pet Corrector, and what I like it's
oh,
a
yes.
burst of air. But it does enough to startle, disrupt, and then you can control the situation. Now, let's say they're tangling. You got two dogs in a fight, right? One is yours,
yes.
one is the other dog. You drop the leash. That's number one. If you're wearing a sweatshirt or a jacket, you toss it on top of the two dogs. You want to create kind of a disruption. You have
yes.
a backpack or you see something big, try to position it between the two dogs. They always say to spray them with water if a garden hose is nearby. How many of us walk around with a garden hose? No, but we do have a water bottle. You can squirt the water from your water bottle. The other thing is, if you can and you feel safely about it and there's another person, you do what, as Dr. Sophia Yen describes, the wheelbarrow maneuver.
That's what I was going to ask.
You go behind the dogs at the same time and you pull their back legs towards you. You pivot your shoulder so that your elbow is on their shoulder to pin them down. You're protecting your face and your hands. And you got to remember, folks, keep your fingers together. It's harder for a dog to bite when the fingers are apart. So if they have a tail, you can do that, but pull the back legs.
That sounds a little bit like some major black belt move. I had.
Well, the main thing is disrupt, distract, and put something in between them. Whatever you have, garbage cans, backpack, purses, anything to separate them. But don't scream like a little girl.
What about grabbing a tail if it's a dog with a tail? I've heard people say you grab by the tail and pull.
Well, it's easier to grab the two back legs because you have better leverage than a tail.
Okay.
And that way you bring them toward you and you pin your elbow into their shoulder.
But the other thing that makes me realize is you need two people. Because if you're only pulling one dog off, it gives the other dog more of a chance to attack.
Right. So if you're by your lonesome and there are two dogs tangling, you got to find something to throw in between them. The whole thing is to disrupt. And it's scary. It's terrifying.
Horrible.
But I think having the pet corrector with you, that burst of air is a good thing. You know, squirting the water from your water bottle. When I take my dogs for a walk a lot, I look like a commando because I have like a little waist belt, you know, and it has the pet corrector on it. It has a bottle of water. It has a little compartment for their poop bags and treats. I know it's like I'm going on a big sojourn, but I do that because I want to be prepared in case something happens. I have two dogs, a little and a big dog. I'm always looking forward and around me. And when I see somebody that has a dog that isn't quite really well behaved, I just calmly go to the other side or I switch directions. Yes. I don't make a big stink about it. And you know what? The whole idea for a dog, and this is why I love Four-Legged Life, is we're there to let them stop and smell the hydrant. And they deserve the chance to go on a different route. They enjoy their walk to be happy and safe. And it's our responsibility to do everything we can to have that be.
I think that's really smart. And the avoidance is even better than knowing what to do when it happens. The avoidance doesn't have to be panic or rushing or running. It's just like do a 180, go down a different alleyway, go down a different corner, just go somewhere else, because a lot of people's dogs don't have manners and aren't really under their control. And then there's always those people who say, oh no, my dog's friendly. And you're like, that looks like the unfriendliest dog I've ever seen. And then when the dog goes after your dog, she goes, he hasn't done that in a long time. Now, those are people we could live without. Has been such a fun show. The time flew by. I can't wait to have more conversations next week. You are the bomb, lady. Thank you so much.
So are you, Tracy. I'm glad we teamed up.
Me too, darling. And you guys all check in next week. We got lots more to share with you. Have a great night. Bye for now.